We're going to be reading from Genesis chapter 21 and verse 8. We're speaking about Ishmael and Hagar, and here this is a reference now immediately to Isaac, the child that had just been born to Abraham and Sarah. And the child grew and was weaned. And Abraham made a great feast the same day that Isaac was weaned. And Sarah saw the son of Hagar the Egyptian, which she had borne unto Abraham, mocking. Wherefore she said unto Abraham, cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, even with Isaac. And the thing was very grievous in Abraham's sight, because of his son. And God said unto Abraham, let it not be grievous in thy sight because of the lad, and because of thy bondwoman. In all that Sarah hath said unto thee, hearken unto her voice, for in Isaac shall thy seed be called. And also of the son of the bondwoman will I make a nation, because he is thy seed. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and took bread and a bottle of water, and gave it unto Hagar, putting it on her shoulder, and the child, and sent her away. And she departed and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. And the water was spent in the bottle, and she cast the child under one of the shrubs. And she went and sat her down over against him a good way off, as it were a bowshot. For she said, let me not see the death of the child. And she sat over against him and lift up her voice and wept. And God heard the voice of the lad, and the angel of God said, called to Hagar out of heaven, and said unto her, what aileth thee, Hagar? Fear not, for God hath heard the voice of the lad where he is. Arise, lift up the lad, and hold him in thine hand, for I will make him a great nation. And God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. And she went and filled the bottle with water, and gave the lad drink. And God was with the lad, and he grew, and dwelt in the wilderness, and became an archer. And he dwelt in the wilderness of Paran, and his mother took him a wife out of the land of Egypt. Amen. May God bless to us this reading from his word. Here was supposed to be a time of celebration in the house of Abraham and Sarah. For Abraham called for a feast to be made when Isaac was weaned. That means that he was going to stop having his mother's milk and was more able to consume solid food. And that was probably an indication that he was a healthy and a healthy young child and able to grow more bodily in the days that were ahead. So Abraham was keen to celebrate this. But it was also a time of domestic trouble for him. This was a time when Isaac was mocked by Ishmael, his half-brother. And we don't know what form that mockery took, but we know that it was serious, and we know that it offended Sarah. So she was determined in her own mind and in her own heart that Hagar and Ishmael must be dismissed and sent away. The prospect of sending Ishmael away displeased Abraham, and undoubtedly he loved his son much. It's very likely that Ishmael was now a young man himself, a youth perhaps of 16 or 17 years of age. But in the night, God spoke to Abraham and told him to follow Sarah's direction and not to be concerned for the child, because Ishmael also would be protected by God and would prosper. And we are told later on in the scriptures that there was great spiritual significance about this episode in the life of Abraham. And this whole situation has a spiritual meaning for us. I mean, first of all, we learn from this that the effect of sin runs on for years and years. That disobedience has consequences. And here we continue to see that what seemed to be a good idea at the time, that Hagar should become concubine to Abraham, still all these years later, almost 20 years later perhaps, was a running sore in the household of Abraham. But the real significance is revealed by the Apostle Paul in Galatians chapter 4. And he tells us that the events of this time, when Sarah insisted that Hagar and Ishmael should leave the family of Abraham, was designed to teach the church of two covenants, of flesh and spirit, of bondage and freedom, of being in bondage to sin and to law and to works righteousness, or being at liberty in the Lord Jesus Christ with divine righteousness. The inventions of men, as we were reading about in Psalm 99, conceived in sin will never satisfy God's holiness. Only grace and mercy and covenant promise will bring us peace with God. And what this picture shows to us is that Isaac was the one whom God had chosen to be the child of promise. It was in Isaac that the plan of God and the purpose of God and the unfolding of the church of God and the person of the Lord Jesus Christ would be fulfilled. God's elect and Christ's redeemed people and all the regenerated people of God, the Holy Spirit, are covenant people, children of promise, like Isaac. They are the heirs of righteousness with Abraham, who was the father of the faithful. And yet we see that God did not forget Hagar and Ishmael. And it really is a very delightful little passage here when we see the Lord taking care of Hagar in this situation. The Lord showing pity and mercy. The Lord himself, because this was no doubt the Lord Jesus Christ, speaking to this Egyptian woman out of heaven and opening her eyes to see a fountain of life in the desert. A fountain of water by which Ishmael might be preserved and their lives able to continue. And there's of course wider and deeper meanings here also. And in this incident, we see that there is a picture of grace for needy sinners in this barren world. In the years to come, Moses would lead the people of Israel through this very same desert to the promised land, and they too would be in desperate need of water. They too would seek the water of life in this wilderness place. And they found it, and Ishmael found it, and we find it, not in the fountain of water in the desert, but in the fountain of life that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Because he is the one who is able to satisfy the thirsty soul. He is able to give living water. As he preached on that day when he stood in Jerusalem at the end of the feast, out of him will flow living water. And so, as weary travellers in this world, we find in the Lord Jesus Christ living water. Water by which our souls can be satisfied and our lives drawn to Christ. May he refresh us as these pictures of Old Testament saints show him refreshing them. May he refresh us in our souls and bless us in these days with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen.